I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our scripture reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 12 and 13. We are reading from the NRSV translation. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm, and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Our second scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 37, also from the NRSV translation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. A reading from Meister Eckhart, a medieval Christian mystic. What does God do all day long? God gives birth. From all eternity, God lies on a maternity bed giving birth. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us.
While it has been the common and wide practice in the church for the last 2,000 years to refer to God as male, masculine, or father, and imagine God as such, there were times when some mystics and saints related themselves to God or saw God as a mother. Such as Julian of Norwich or the short-lived Pope John Paul I. There are several passages in the Bible that talks about God like a mother. Our reading in the book of the prophet Isaiah today tells us in God's voice that God gives comfort like a mother who comforts her children. Jesus, also in our reading today, likened himself to a mother hen who desperately wished to gather her children, the children of Israel, under her wings. For many of us, our experience of true love, ang una nating karanasan ng tunay na pag-ibig, ay sa pamamagitan ng ating mga nanay. My professor, Revelation Belunta, New Testament professor, often said, and I quote, For many people, nanay is the other name for love. Although I want to clarify that some mothers are capable of mothering, and also not all biological mothers are loving or nurturing. Also, we are aware, we also know that not all mothers are biological. Some mothers are by choice. Either they chose us or we chose them. And we know this very intimately in the LGBTQI+ community through our gay, trans, lesbian, and other queer mothers. Mudrakels, mamasitas, at mga mamus natin. But today, let us talk about God as mother and feminine. I love, gustong-gusto ko yung sinabi, at nasa reading din natin, no? Yung sinabi ng medieval Christian mystic na si Meister Eckhart, and I quote, God gives birth from eternity to eternity. Furthermore, Eckhart, in talking about Mary giving birth nung may sinulat siya tungkol kay Maria na ipinapanganak si Jesus, at another writing of his, in talking about that, he encourages all Christians to give birth to Christ in their daily lives. Ang tanong niya, anong silbi? Anong silbi ng kwento ni Jesus na siya ay ipinanganak ni Maria? Kung tayo rin naman ay hindi natin siya ipapanganak sa ating mga katawan, sa ating pananampalataya at sa ating mga buhay. Sa aking pakiwari, Eckhart tells us that the Christian life and faith is maternal and feminine, or are maternal and feminine. To believe God as mother and to believe in the birth of Jesus Christ is for every Christian to give birth to God's mothering in our lives, in our faith. A life and faith of nurturing, of healing, of feeding, of embracing, and of caring. These are the very things that Jesus did. Ito yung mga bagay na ginawa ni Jesus in his short-lived ministry. He gave birth, Jesus gave birth, nagluwal ng isang panibago at radikal na movement that welcomed and embraced the life and dignity of those who are hurting, wounded, hungry, and marginalized. He formed a new kind of family by saying that those who obey or those who follow the will of God, the will of caring, healing, feeding, and embracing everyone, are those that he considers as his family. Those that he considers as his fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers. Pwede rin nating sabihin na ang mga milagro ni Jesus ng pagpapagaling o paghihilom ng mga may sakit, ang kanyang pagpapakain sa mga nagugutom, yung feeding of the multitude, at yung kanyang pagbibigay ng higit na halaga, mataas na pagpapahalaga sa mga bata, lahat ng yan ay nagmumula o nag-uugat mula sa pagnananay ng Diyos sa pamamagitan niya. Jesus welcomed and accepted into his circle, even those who are considered as outsiders, women who are considered as outsiders. The Samaritan woman at the well, the Syrophoenician mother who desperately asked Jesus to heal her daughter, Mary of Magdala, who was once possessed by 7 demons, and also the woman who was allegedly caught in adultery in the Gospel of John, which, to clarify, is not Mary Magdalene. Okay, yung nahuling babae who allegedly nahuli sa pangangalo niya, hindi yon si Maria Magdalena. Okay? No. Those are 2 different women. That is a good clarification to always make. Now, Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 tells us that God created humans in God's image. God created them male and female. But not only male and female, but also everything and everyone between these 2 polarities. What that means is that we can know God, pwede nating makilala ang Diyos in the various aspects, gifts, and qualities of male and female and those that are in between. Theologian Lynn Japinga, in her book Feminism and Christianity, reminds us that, and I quote, "The language about God should help us to understand and encounter God. But we should not confuse the reality of God with the limits of our language. Only in our limited experience, only in our limited experience and limited language we use to express those experiences that we are able to make sense of the divine. Sa ating limitadong karanasan at limitadong pananalita, natin nauunawaan at naihahayag ang pagka-Diyos ng Diyos. Therefore, there is something to be known about God in men and in the masculine. There is something to be known about God in women and in the feminine. There is something to be known about God in between male and female, and also everything that is between and so much more and beyond. Our language can talk about God in a limited way. Our language can make sense of God in a limited way. But according to Lynn Japinga, our language for God as male, female, queer, or any other concept ultimately cannot contain, cannot fully express or explain the fullness and completeness of God. Then why even bother? Why even bother to call God as mother or woman? Why even bother changing the formulas of our prayers and liturgies? Why do we even need to imagine God in a different way? The author Glennon Doyle was once asked why she refers to God as she, or in the feminine. And she said, and I quote, "I don't. I think it's ridiculous to think of God as anything that could possibly be gendered. But as long as the expression of God as female is unimaginable to many, while to express God as male feels perfectly acceptable, and as long as women continue to be undervalued and abused and controlled here on earth, I will keep using it." End of quote. Reclaiming the motherhood and womanhood of God, I think, gives us a more expansive, a more balanced, and a more holistic spirituality. And perhaps a better relationship with each other and the world. After all, in the beginning, yun naman yung sinabi, male and female are both images of God to begin with. Male is not more image of God and female is not less image of God. Both are equally an image of God. And everything that is in between and beyond contains the divine image and has the divine DNA. As what Father Richard Rohr would say in his words. Religious patriarchy. Patriarchy in religion has always valued what is strong and what is big. It insists on a strong faith, isang matatag at malakas na pananampalataya, and a big faith so that we may wage war, a spiritual warfare. Those that are considered weak, soft, and feeble are attributed to women and the feminine. However, maternal and feminine qualities are not forms of weakness. They are not forms of weakness. They are the very qualities, and mysteries that created life on this good earth. And life in perhaps other galaxies and planets out there. It is. The feminine and maternal qualities are the ones that created life on this good earth. and many other places. And I dare to say that the power that gave birth to all of creation is maternal. God in the beginning was a mother giving birth to light in the midst of the eternal darkness. In the beginning, it was God who gave birth, who brought forth land from the waters of the deep. The maternal qualities and powers are the very ones that sustains, holds together, and keeps this good earth in balance. And even if, kahit na sabihin nilang ang maternal at ang feminine ay indeed weakness, even if we accept the fact that the feminine and the maternal is a form of weakness, these qualities of weak, soft, and vulnerable, or vulnerability, perhaps it is what we desperately need. Ito yung mga qualities that we desperately need as a human race to heal ourselves and to reorder our relationship with the natural world, our home, the earth. Perhaps reclaiming God as mother and feminine will cure many of our social ills and our own personal ills. The maternal quality of acceptance and embrace can lead us to accept and embrace ourselves, our true selves, including our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities. This same maternal quality would also mean the acceptance of everyone, regardless of the color of their skin, their race, their ethnicity, their gender identity, sexual orientation, nationality, language, or any other categories or conditions. Embracing everyone through the motherhood of God may push us to finally end the practice and the business of war, terrorism, and violence. Embracing everyone gives us a chance for peace, for true and lasting compassionate peace. The vision of God as a mother who tends to her sick children with ointment, with medicine, in a bowl of hot soup may then inspire us to ensure that everyone will finally have access to quality health care. That no one will no longer die alone, outside, and without proper care. Perceiving God as a mother who cooks food for all her children can lead us to change ourselves and our societies to be more caring and nurturing. And maybe in this way, we can start and eventually solve the problem, the social evil of hunger and poverty that is among us, that is in our midst. Reimagining God as a mother who tends to her garden or to her farm, where that very same food comes from, the very same food and medicine comes from, must lead us to honor the earth as God's garden, worthy of equal respect, care, and love. Possibly, it is possible that we will be able to give birth, iluwal, give birth, all that all the good and all the love that we have ever hoped for. If only we would finally turn to God, our Mother, and to call upon her holy name. I end this reflection by echoing what many mystics have already said in the past. As God is our mother, may we start mothering. May we be mothers to one another. In her holy name, may it be so. Amen. So today we talked about God in the feminine, God as mother and as woman. And just a few reflection and spiritual practices that I want to suggest to you all. Number one, I encourage you to consider, to try, to pray to God and address God as mother. Our mother who art in heaven. And while doing so, trying to visualize, while you are praying to God as mother, try to visualize God as a loving mother who is embracing you, who is touching you, who is whispering to you words of comfort, healing, and tenderness. Second, as a reflection piece, can you list the ways that you can concretely practice qualities of motherhood and mothering? Pwede ka bang maglista ng mga maiisip mong kaparaanan na mapapractice mo yung qualities ng pagiging isang ina or ng mothering? Without, even if you are not female, even if you are not a woman or a mother, you know, how can you be more maternal and feminine in the way that you relate with others in daily life? How can you be more nurturing, more understanding? How are you able to be a better listener and more attentive to others, more caring? And of course, lastly, number three, I encourage you to do something nice for your own mother or someone you consider as a mother in your life. So I hope this reflection and this spiritual practice I'm offering you, suggesting to you, can help you to consider and to begin imagining, calling, and having a relationship with God as mother, woman, and feminine. May God, who is our mother, bless you all. Amen.